Right, the headmaster at Wycham School, John Tyson, got a bit cross with the children, you know, using pea shooters at each other, and thought we ought to really utilise this, and they needed some help for the village hall at Wycham. So he dreamed up the idea of having a pea shooting competition, which was great. You know, the local children entered and one or two people from certain and so on in the locality took part. But it was so successful that the next year people from a wider area took part. Now it's called the World Pea Shooting Championships. I think that's great. Starting off with a headmaster, you know, the little brats are using pea shooters with each other, and ending up the World Pea Shooting Championship. And I worked with John for a number of years before the school closed down, because there's not a school at Wycham anymore. But the pea shooting championship continues. Great.
But it's not really for kids anymore. It's
adults. Oh, no, it's really very serious. Serious.
A lot of these military ones take place,
yes,
don't they?
Yes.
All the Yanks from Mildon Hall and that, don't they?
Oh, yes. People
and all
come
real.
From a wide area. I think one year somebody from Germany actually won.
Yeah, I think they did.
But, you know, if you advertise somebody...
David Smith from here apparently came second one year.
Did he? See how something as small as that, you know, grows into a world championship, isn't it?
Amazing, yeah.
And, I mean, Sutton, you know... had these two industries that I mentioned earlier, the two families, the Drakes and the Darbys. Now, Drake, when he got married, he walked from Chatteris, you know, with his new bride, to a little cottage here in Sutton. He set himself up as a tinsmith, and his business developed and developed and developed, and he went into steam power, and you thought, well, you know, we ought to utilise our expertise, as it were, for the crops that have grown around here. And so he harvested grass and hay from the washes, you know, the bit between the, and then they were brought up by barge up to Meeple, unloaded, put on a traction engine, brought up here to Sutton, taken to the Sutton factory, which was along the High Street, and then eventually was down near the station. And he turned this grass, it was quite coarse grass, some of it, wasn't it? Added molasses.
Cut it up into chaff.
And then add molasses to it. And it was sent up to London by rail from Sutton Station to feed the horses in London. Now, that was clever. But you see, old Richard Darby didn't, Richard Drake rather, didn't modernise. And of course, the horse business went down and down and down. The internal combustion came in. And eventually the firm disintegrated. But then another firm in Sutton took over the premises. They were called Darby's. And there are Darby's still in Sutton now. And they utilised steam power to such an extent that they had property all over East Anglia, really, didn't they? And they built a lot of the... and farms. And they built a lot of the airfields. You know, East Anglia's got a lot of airfields. Well, it's thanks to the Derby Empire.
They had gravel pits.
And they had their own gravel. They spotted the gravel in a ditch, you know, way up at Meeple. That's where the Meeple Outdoor Sports Centre is now. They dredged the gravel.